The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, December 11th, 2017. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the double-stuffed-sized 180th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. Only we skipped last week as I was moving my older son from North Carolina to Ohio. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, though we may push that this week, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. Asian Age previewed an upcoming Mumbai, India performance of a staged version of The Rape of Lucrece, which the makers claim speaks to the modern woman, discussing issues of patriarchy, respect, and gender politics. The Ashland Daily Tidings ran a great piece on the Oregon Shakespeare Festival's Director of Development and Dramaturgy, which to my mind is a pretty much damn near dream job. The Boston Globe reviewed Julius Caesar by Actors Shakespeare Project running through December 17th, calling the all-female production darkly compelling. Theater Mania also reviewed the production running in Boston, saying that the production, despite problems, has irrefutable power. The Los Feliz Ledger reviewed Delirious by Open Fist, running through this weekend, or maybe it's last weekend, in Atwater Village in the Los Angeles area, calling the spoof that mixes current-day actor casting, Shakespeare dealing with King James trying to get him to revise Lear, and the actual Lear from the first century AD, is an alternative diversion. Newsweek was one of the many media outlets to announce that Prince Harry's fiancée, Meghan Markle, is related to both Shakespeare and Winston Churchill. The Yankton Daily Press and Dakotan ran the announcement by South Dakota Shakespeare Festival of their 2018 summer offering, Richard III. NoHo Arts District reviewed Antony and Cleopatra at Gray Studios, running through December the 30th in North Hollywood, California, saying that the production, which is positively littered with ironically and almost sadistically timed songs, soars. The Independent ran the story of China recreating Shakespeare's birthplace as a part of their coming tourist attraction called Three Masters that will celebrate Shakespeare, Cervantes, and the Chinese writer Tang Xiaozu. And finally, the St. Helens Reporter ran the story on a man in Prescott in England that has been given the go-ahead for a Shakespeare-themed micropub. Now let's take a look back on the last 14 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On November the 28th, 1489, Margaret Tudor was born, the older of the two surviving daughters of Henry VII and the elder sister of Henry VIII. She would marry James IV of Scotland and give birth to him, James V. Her grandson, James VI of Scotland, would later become James I of England. On November 29th, 1820, British actor Edmund Kean made his triumphant American stage debut as Richard III in New York City at the age of 33. He was one of the great Shakespearean tragedians of his day. He would die in England some 13 years later. On November the 30th, 1929, the Douglas Fairbanks Mary Pickford film of The Taming of the Shrew was released in the U.S., at least according to IMDb, the Internet Movie Database. According to Wikipedia, it was a month earlier. Regardless, this is the first sound movie adaptation of a Shakespeare play under the same name. The two stars were married to each other at the time. On December 1st, 2007, British actor and director Anton Rogers passed away. He played Henry V on stage in Coventry in 1968. Yeah, I had never really heard of him either. On December the 2nd, 1995, novelist, essayist, and dramatist William Robertson Davies passed away. When he graduated from Oxford in 1938, his thesis was entitled Shakespeare's Boy Actors. Later, he would also publish the book Shakespeare for Young Players. And in the 1950s, he was instrumental in founding the Stratford Shakespeare Festival of Canada. On December the 3rd, 1368, Charles VI of France was born. Also known as Charles the Beloved and Charles the Mad, he was the French king during the Hundred Years' War and, for more important for us, during the reign of Henry V. His daughter Isabella was the wife of Richard II, and his daughter Catherine would become Henry's queen. Charles would sign away the inheritance of the throne to his son in the Treaty of Troyes, which named Henry King of France upon Charles' death. Of course, Henry would die 2 months before Charles, so that didn't happen. On December the 4th, 2015, the adaptation of Macbeth, starring Michael Fassbender and Marion Cotillard, and directed by Justin Kurzel, opened in the U.S. On December the 5th, 1905, filmmaker Otto Preminger was born. Though known primarily as a director, early in his career he was an actor with a Shakespearean resume, including Julius Caesar and The Merchant of Venice. On December the 6th, 1421, Henry VI was born. Within 9 months, he would be King of England when his father, Henry V, would die of dysentery in France. On December 7, 1545, Henry Stuart was born. He was the King Consort of Mary, Queen of Scots. His son would be James VI of Scotland, who would later succeed Elizabeth and become James I of England in 1603. On December the 8th, 1542, Mary, Queen of Scots, was born to James V of Scotland. As you might remember from, you know, yesterday, her son would be James VI of Scotland, who would later succeed Elizabeth and become James I of England in 1603. On December the 9th, 1930, Buck Henry was born. The American writer, actor, and director is mainly known for smart, witty work, but he starred in 1991's Shakespeare's Plan 12 from Outer Space, which is described by its director as Twelfth Night in a Child's Vision of Hell. It's on YouTube and looks pretty whacked out. On December the 10th, 1960, Kenneth Branagh was born. A noted Shakespearean actor and director, he has made films of Henry V, Much Ado About Nothing, Hamlet, Love's Labour's Lost, and As You Like It. He also appeared in New York City in the summer of 2014 as Macbeth. And on December 11, 1931, singer, dancer, actress Rita Moreno was born, one of the greatest entertainers of her generation and an EGOT winner, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. She won her Academy Award for her supporting role of Anita in West Side Story, a musical based on Romeo and Juliet. And that was your 2 weeks in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the weeks ending December 11th, 2017. For our blog and previous TWIZ episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week. Especially you, you English twos from Period One. There's your shout out. Shakespeare fans, need a poster to hang in your room? Teachers, need some nifty handouts for your students to peruse as you introduce them to the Bard? Or are you just in the mood for some printable versions of some of the cool infographics found on this website? Well, regardless of how you answered those questions, I've got a scratch for that itch, a solution for that problem. Check out the Bill Shakespeare Project page on the Teachers Pay Teachers website. You can find character maps for Romeo and Juliet and Julius Caesar, previewing the characters and their relationships to one another. I've also got geographical maps so your students can wrap their heads around travels within the plays Troilus and Cressida. Yes, even TNC gets some love. All's Well That Ends Well as well. See what I did there? Plus Pericles and Othello. There's also handouts on the so-called history in Macbeth and Julius Caesar, time in Romeo and Juliet, and violence in Titus Andronicus. Also, you'll find entire packets of handouts for both King Lear and Macbeth, including scene-by-scene timelines and the interactions as well as relationships between the characters. And I'll be adding even more soon. Plus, this is where you can find the printable version of the new and improved periodic table of Shakespeare. Some of these are for free, and some are for purchase, but all can be found on the Bill Shakespeare Project page on teacherspayteachers.com. Oh, and if you want to purchase a pre-printed poster-sized version of that periodic table, well then head on over to the Bill Shakespeare Project page on redbubble.com. Links to both of these sites can be found in the left-hand margin of this website.